Oriol, welcome to FNR.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's terrific to have you on board. An opportunity to find out a bit more about you, find out about your career, find out about what's happening on the weekend. You've got a very big game coming up. And at the beginning of the season, the year didn't look too promising, but boy, you're coming home with a wet sail. Do you understand what that means?
Not exactly.
Oriol, can I just ask, before we start any further, Louise and I were talking about your early career, and you had 6 years, I think, at Barcelona, at the academy.
Yeah, six, seven years there. Yeah,
talk to us about some of the people who were with you there at the time.
Wow, many. For example, important players now, Piqué, Messi, Fabregas, Pedrito, yeah, many of them, and then others that still are playing in second division in Spain or second division in England, for example. Yeah, many players, many.
Oriol, at the time, did you realize how special that crop of players were going to be?
Really, in that time, for example, Piqué, Fabregas, Messi was. They were unbelievable players. So in every year they score goals. Every year they make their teams win the trophies and win the leagues. But really, for example, if we talk about Messi, we knew before that will be a player in the first team of Barcelona, but never win everything that he's winning. So I think we never expect this situation that unbelievable player, but not really everything that he won. He won like as a team and as an individual player.
Fantastic story.
And
fantastic.
Oriol, do you still keep in touch with him?
No, not now. Yeah, before when I leave Barcelona, we talk a little bit, but then. He changed the life completely, he's really like a god. So very difficult to meet him and to speak. But when we play against, when I was in Spain, when we play against, always we talk about the family, and always we talk 30 minutes after the game about everything. So we have good relationship together.
That's fantastic. Oriol Riera is our guest on FNR Evenings. George and Louise talking to Oriol about those early days. Oriol, if you had had a chance to do things differently, knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently in Barca?
I don't know, because Barca is one of the biggest clubs, and there are many, many, many good players, and obviously every day is a battle, is a fight for your spot. And maybe the only thing that maybe I change is when I turned 19, I felt that my spot in the first team wasn't there, and maybe I felt that wasn't good enough, and quickly I wanted to change, and quickly I wanted to change the team and find another way to arrive in first division. And obviously is good, but we will never know if I stay there more years, and maybe I have more problem in that situation, and I work hard, maybe I get another chance. No? So maybe I change this, but obviously I'm very proud of everything that I did.
Look, you should be very proud, because it's been a sensational journey. And from the time you landed in Australia, we have enjoyed watching you play. We've enjoyed many of your goals. Some of the goals you scored against City, I'm not too happy about. But that's neither here nor there. You've got a very important game coming up on Saturday night. Now, you saw Sydney play last night, okay?
I didn't see.
You saw them?
But
he doesn't watch it, George.
You didn't watch.
In my mind, I know exactly what the scene they play and what the way that they try to find the net. So it's not the first game that we play against them. It's many, many, many. And we got draws and lost But in these 2 years, we never win. So it's what we wanted. It's really for us, it's a massive game. It's very big. And we are very, very focused on that.
Now, they've got a couple of injuries. I think Zulo's not going to turn up. He's not available to play on Saturday. So that means they're going to have to make some adjustments. You know what they say about wounded animals? Be very careful.
Very careful about what?
You should always be very careful about playing against wounded teams, wounded players, because they always find a way. I mean, I can remember last year, Melbourne City was told that they were going to play a wounded Sydney because they'd played in Asia and they would have been exhausted. And the only team that looked the goods on that particular day at Amy Park was not Sydney. It was Sydney. So it's not going to be an easy game because they're going to bring everything they can. It's an important time of the season.
Yeah, it's a derby game. And everything that you want to, that you have, you will put on the pitch. And it doesn't matter if they play this game yesterday or not. They have time enough for recovery and will be a massive game for them and for us. And won't be easy. Won't be easy because they will be very strong. They will be physically good. I think Broske didn't play yesterday. So
he played only a few minutes. Scored a goal.
Yeah, will be big.
And Oriel, you're the Western Sydney Wanderers' leading goal scorer in the Sydney Derby. Can we expect a few more this weekend?
I hope so. I hope so. I will work for that. Yeah.
See, Oriel, you don't mind the pressure. I would have thought Louise was putting pressure on you. That's not what you do. You love it.
That's the best. With pressure, I play much better. So I think it's just about work hard and trying to help the team. Always try to talk about collectively. If you score goals, but this goal doesn't mean 3 points is the same as nothing. So I want to score, but first what I want is win the derby. Finally, after 2 years, win my last derby. So it's all about that.
Fantastic.
And what has the atmosphere been like around the club in this back end of the season?
I think this season was very, very tough for the club, for the players, for the fans, for all of us. I think was the season that wasn't the season that we expect. But in the last games, I think that we are playing a different style. We are playing very, very good. We are getting points, and we are another team. So, so this game will be another game that we can the fans will not see the game, the same game that we play against Sydney another games, and we are different teams. And the atmosphere, is good in the changing room, in the club, with the office workers are very, very good. I think it's a big club that we are in the tough moments. But in football, every year is different. Every year you can change, and it's just to make the right decision. Just this.
And Oriel, the manager brought in a partner for you in Mitchell Duke during the January transfer window. How have you found working with him so far?
Very good, but I think that we signed another player. We signed Kwame, that is injured, but was very, very good in front. We signed Giancarlo now for the last games. I think that this player brings us more power in front, bring us these forward runs. They are different players that we have. So they bring us another solutions and another way to play, and is fantastic. I think that the games that they play help us a lot, and for these three games that we have now would be very good for us. The signings, that is not for this season, also is for the next season. I think that they sign 2 more years, I think. So will be very, very good for the club.
Now, you mentioned that the club has added some new players, and not only for this season, but for next season. What happens to your contract? I think you're out of term this year. Is that right?
Yeah, I finished contract, and yeah, is a question that a lot of journalists ask me in every interview about that. But really, they ask me, but it's a question that they don't have to ask me to take a decision. First, I have to the club has to give me the option, and really wasn't. So
you're waiting for an offer? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not waiting. It's football. I think that in football you can expect everything. I'm not 20 years old, and in that time you didn't receive any offer is because maybe the club doesn't want you, or the club is trying to find another options. And it's part of this. It's part of that business. I can make any decision if I don't have this. His offer, so it's just about I think it's part of that business. You have to move, you have to go, and that's it. I had first from Spain in January, in June in last year, so maybe they think that I will move. I don't know. Still I don't decide anything. I'm waiting to finish the league to decide what I want to do, and then I will take my own decision. But yeah, I think it's a question that you don't have to ask me.
And so, Oriol, if you don't sign on with the Western Sydney Wanderers, is Spain the most likely destination for you?
I don't know. It's not about. I think it's not easy. I have family. I have two daughters, and another one is coming. So it's more about.
Hey, congratulations!
Thank you very much.
How long do we have to wait?
We'll burn in October. In October.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, I hope it's a boy. I hope it's a boy because I have two girls, and I want the boy.
Well, bless him. Bless him, yeah. Oriol. Tell me something. Is the family enjoying its time in Australia? Have you enjoyed the journey?
Yeah. For us, take the decision in that time to come here. Many things happened because I suddenly with both parties and then everything changed. But really, really the experience is amazing for them, for the kids, for my wife. These 2 years was amazing. I think that for me, being in this club, amazing club from Western Sydney, everything was very good. The school for the kids. So really, really in general, we take a really good experience.
Oriol, you gave us an insight there into something that's happening in October, and we wish you all the very best to you and your wife and the family. Now, that would mean to me that your child would be an Australian, huh? Might have to decide if he wants to play for the Socceroos.
If I'm here, yes.
Fantastic. We're just going to keep our fingers crossed. We couldn't think of anything more exciting, having a Riera playing for Australia.
Well, maybe...
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Maybe Oriol Riera's son, if it is a boy-to-be, might want to go through the Barcelona Academy like
Why
his
not?
Father.
Why not? And if it's another daughter,
or a girl.
Could well play for
or
the Matildas.
Yeah, exactly, because I have the oldest one doesn't like the football, but the little one likes a lot. So she will try, I think, to play football. So maybe in the Matildas.
Yeah, that's a fantastic story. Yeah, love it. Well, we will watch with interest, and let's just say that there'll be a few more fans making sure that the Riera's are doing well in October.
Thank you.
No worries at all. Question mark regarding the changes over the last few weeks where the side has shown much more improved form. What's the coach been like in the last few weeks?
The coach is the same that the whole season, never changed. I think that in some moments during the league, we were very unlucky in some moments. That for us was tough. I think it was more mentally. When you really you see that the end of the league, and then and then you see that that everything is finishing. So I think it's more mentally that the feeling was more freedom and was more like, come on, we are not in good position, but we keep fighting and we keep going, because the team never stopped working and never stopped working hard in training and in the games. If you see the data, if you see everything, the team was working hard to get points and to get everything, but sometimes we were very unlucky. And I think now in the last weeks, in the last months, I think we put the luck in a bit more in our side, and this is the difference between the other. I think nothing more than this.
That's a very good point you make. Tell me something. Give us an insight into the dressing room. Who is the noisiest person in the group?
Noisiest person? I don't know.
The biggest troublemaker, you know? The biggest joker.
I'm one of these.
Who's the biggest joker?
I'm one of these. But then we have Bridgie. We have Rolly. Rolly's one of always received these jokes. Yeah, we have many. I'm one of this group.
Is that right?
I'm in this group that I like.
The best, and who's the best singer, Ariel?
The best singer is Rashid Mahasi.
See?
He's unbelievable.
Isn't it amazing? You find out all these things.
Signed,
no problem.
Really, when,
go on, tell us. Go on.
Really, when he signed for us, I think he signed in November, I think. The first travel that he came, I think was in Melbourne. He signed for the team in the chair, and was amazing. Everyone was, wow, what's this? Very good. Really, he's a very good singer.
We'll get him on Australia's next top singer, is that right? A new show coming up on FNR, I can see it. We should try it. Can you imagine if we got every club in Australia to throw up their best singer, then have a competition? I think it'd be very interesting to see who has the talent and who has the courage to stand up there and do it.
It's more the courage, yeah.
Can he do it without the music, or does he need the music to sing?
This is unbelievable. If you try this and this works, unbelievable.
All right.
It's not easy.
Fantastic. Okay. So we found out so much about the club. What else do you want to know, Louise?
I just want to say, Oriol, when I went to Barcelona's training facility, I couldn't believe that they actually had a vending machine with Barcelona-flavoured chips in it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. See what you're missing out on, Ariel?
With the chips, eh? With the box, with Barcelona brand, huh?
Yeah, that's
it. You're talking about? Yeah.
That's amazing.
We have many things there.
Ariel, thank you very much for giving us an insight and to joining us on FNR. It's been a lot of fun. We've found out not only about some of the challenges you've had this year, we've also found out about your early journey at Barca, but we're also excited now as a football family that there's a possible new addition coming to the Riera family come October. We wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you very much.